This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani escaped an attack by the Taliban that killed scores of people. Reuters' Joe Davies has details on the not one but two attacks that occurred.
Taliban suicide bombers killed at least 48 people in two separate attacks on Tuesday, in the wake of collapsed peace talks with the United States, and just 11 days before Afghanistan's presidential elections. The deadliest took place in Charikar, the capital of central Parwan province, near an election rally held by President Ashraf Ghani. The Taliban have vowed to violently disrupt the poll. The blast killed 26 people. 42 more were injured.
When the people were entering the police camp, an old man riding a motorcycle arrived on the highway and detonated his explosives, causing casualties. His dead body remains on the ground.
In the capital, Kabul, more bloodshed. There, a man blew himself up, killing 22 people. Another 38 were wounded.
That is Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. There is growing evidence that a drone and missile attack launched against Saudi Arabian oil fields under the cover of darkness originated in Iran. Houthi rebels in Yemen, backed by Iran, originally claimed responsibility for Saturday's attack, knocking out half the country's oil production. But U.S. officials say the available evidence is showing that's not possible. Unnamed officials told NBC News on Tuesday that more than 20 drones and missiles used in the attack on the Saudi oil facilities were launched from Iran. Other officials told CBS News that at least one of the missiles flew through Kuwait's airspace as it headed south towards Saudi Arabia, with Reuters quoted officials as saying the attacks originated in southwestern Iran. This is VOA News. The Air Force and Navy bought Chinese-manufactured drones for elite forces months after the Pentagon prohibited their use due to cybersecurity concerns. In each case, the services used special exemptions granted by the Pentagon's Acquisition and Sustainment Office on a case-by-case basis. Exit polls in Israel's national election show that neither Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu nor challenger and former Army head Benny Gantz can put together a ruling coalition. Both sides hope the results will change as votes are counted during the night and into the morrow. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The exit polls were announced at 10 p.m. just as the polls closed in Israel. Based on all three exit polls, Netanyahu is not able to form a majority coalition of 61 seats in the 120-seat Knesset. Likud cabinet minister Tzachi Hanegbi said he believed Netanyahu's chances will improve as the final votes are counted. He said he still believes Netanyahu has the best chance of forming a government. Once final results are in, Netanyahu's president will consult with the leaders of each of the parties and recommend either Netanyahu or Gantz to try to put together a government. So far, it doesn't look like either the right wing or the center left will be able to do that. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The first hearing in what House Democrats are calling an impeachment investigation quickly went awry. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Starting with the first question from House Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler.
Is it correct that as reported in the Mueller report on June 19, 2017, you met alone in the Oval Office with the president?
Former Trump campaign chief Corey Lewandowski set the tone.
Could you read the exact language of the report, sir? I don't have it available to me.
Lewandowski says the White House ordered him not to talk about his discussions with the president beyond what's in the Mueller report.
I'm respecting the White House's decision.
Nadler says the White House doesn't have that authority.
We should call this what it is. An absolute cover-up by the White House.
Lewandowski earlier blasted lawmakers for going down a rabbit hole with petty politics, drawing the president's attention. He tweeted from Air Force One, such a beautiful opening statement. Thank you, Corey. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Prominent Hong Kong activists behind the months of protests were in Washington Tuesday to urge U.S. lawmakers to support a Hong Kong protester leader Joshua Wong and Hong Kong celebrity activist Denise Ho were part of a panel appealing for U.S. support during testimony before the Congressional Executive Commission on China. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA 1. The best music. The best music.